Prodigy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A prodigy. Why does a child be a child prodigy and not a total natural prodigy throughout its life? Oftentimes we have child prodigies. These are children who are extremely brilliant as children, extremely brilliant as youngsters, even tiny youngsters. And we wonder why it is that they are not extremely brilliant all of their life, because they did express the talent as children. They were outstanding as children. As children, they were exceptional. Well, perhaps as a child, they were able to let go of the magic that was within them, the magic that they are and all are, and letting go of this magic, they were able to be an exquisite painter, an exquisite writer, exquisite speaker, an exquisite mathematician, an exquisite musician, and they did these things quite well. But they did them as a child. And some parents encouraged the children to go on, but oftentimes the encouragement is done in a way that is not too beneficial to the youngster. Sometimes you can praise the youngster so greatly, so wonderfully, so marvelously for being outstanding that it thinks that it is outstanding right now, and it's all outstanding. It is better than anybody else. It is the ultimate. And in thinking that it is the ultimate, it achieves nothing further in its life. It achieves no further understanding of itself. It achieves no further magic of itself. It just is itself wherever it is and has no aspiration to go any higher. This happens to so many of us. We have no aspiration to go any higher than we are right now. We have no aspiration to be any greater than we are. We come up with some jewels, some precious ideas, and some precious expressions. And as we come up with these things, we think, aren't they wonderful? And then we dwell on that. We dwell on that which is wonderful. And we think that that is so grand that we want to stay with it. We want to have that be our way of being and have everybody praise us for that, rather than delighting in the genius that we expressed, delighting in the genius that we are, delighting in who and what we really are. The child prodigy does very well because it is a natural thing that comes forth out of its being. And it had not inhibited it in any way. It had allowed it to flow forth so wonderfully, like Mozart the genius, like many on YouTube. We see child prodigies, little babies. They hear their mother play the piano, and they play the piano. A baby, 1 year old, 2 years old, whatever. How very fascinating. Well, how can we encourage all of us, including you and me, to be a prodigy all of our life, to be phenomenal all of our life, to be outstanding, to be special, to be precious? Well, we can encourage ourselves to do that by saying, on all areas of our life, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me is the answer. On all areas of our life, to say, I can do that. I like that. This is what little children say. I can do anything. And they can do anything. And we do not get their can-do-anything from them because we have the tendency to think that they cannot do anything. We have the tendency to think, oh my gosh, no, they can't do that. And so here we are, a whole bunch of adult consciousnesses looking at this child and saying, it can't do that, and giving it all the power in the world not to do it. Thoughts are things. We live in a world of thought. We live in a world of attitude. We live in a world where we know and believe and understand everything. And as we know and believe and understand everything, we should be able to accomplish anything we want to accomplish. But we don't. And we will not accomplish anything that we want to accomplish because of one thing. We do not put the thought in motion that we can. Now you say, well, how do you put the thought in motion that you can? Well, if it were possible to have the ability, the opportunity to train every child that comes upon the face of the earth into the awareness that it is a genius, that it is fantastic, that it is marvelous, and if we had the ability to train that child and teach that child to be aware of its prodigy, it would be its prodigy. Every child would be a prodigy. But who are there among us who are teachers competent sufficiently to teach these children that they are geniuses, to believe that they are geniuses? As they are doing things that are silly sometimes, can we still say they're geniuses? Can we, while they are being young and foolish, as we say, can we still encourage them to be the genius that they are? Can we? Yes, we can. But it takes a very special teacher, a very special parent, a very special person to be able to look beyond appearances and see the reality. We know that every child is a genius. We know that every being is divine. We know this. We know this in our hearts, if not intellectually, and we know this in our hearts. Now, if we were to rely on that truth, that everyone is a genius, we would treat everyone as a genius, and they would thereby and therein express that genius to us in magical, marvelous, wonderful ways. They would express it. Now, true, none of us had a teacher. Some did. None of us had a teacher who was encouraging us to be this genius, and we could. None of us had this teacher to uplift us and guide us along the path of being a prodigy, but we all are a prodigy. We all are a genius. We all are magical. We all are wonderful. We all are fantastic. We all are glorious. We all are beyond measure. A child prodigy loses its prodigy as it goes into the adult living because it changes its expectation of itself. It changes its expectation of where that genius comes from. They think they must go to school. They think they must go to be educated by somebody else. They think they must train under geniuses who are prodigies. But no, a real prodigy, one who is exceptional in every way, trains under itself. Trains under itself to say, I can do this, I love it, this is knowledge I have, and believe it. And not a matter of making themselves believe it, but act as though you believe it. Act as though you believe it. There's the point, I guess. Act as though you believe it. And when you act as though you believe it, the very fact of expressing it in every area of your life will demonstrate itself to you. Oh, we have lots of geniuses that shine forth later in life because sometimes they've let go of their limitations. We have a lot of people who are not expressing their genius throughout their life because they have not expected that of themselves. They did not consider themselves to be a genius. They did not consider themselves ever to know that. We keep saying to our children, you'll learn about that later. We'll tell you about that later. You'll understand that later. That'll come later. You're expecting too much of yourself. First, you got to learn 2 times 2 is 4 before you can go into algebra and all the other wonderful mathematical themes. That's not true. Every one of us is a competent mathematician in every area of our life, and we don't have to learn it. We don't have to know it. We just live it from within ourselves. And when we learn to live it from within ourselves, then the prodigy that we are, always were and always will be, demonstrates itself completely in our world. Try it out. It's fun and it works. And I love you as you work it. I love you. I love you.